holy.
Be Holy is a broadcast ministry of believers dedicated to saving the souls of all men and women.
We teach the words of God that people all over the world may hear the voice of God and obey Him.
God doesn't want to show us His wrath or His anger. He just wants us to repent and be holy.
And after one repents, he or she can be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, but certainly not before they repent. Listen, we really can't even discuss prayer until one repents. Yes, hell is making its way towards the unrepentant heart, but it is Be Holy's commandment and mission to warn everybody, not to control, to warn.
The Word of God is spirit and it's life. That's why we take the Word of God seriously. We're not using shameful deeds and underhanded methods. We're not trying to trick anyone or change the Word of God. We tell the truth before God, and all those who are honest and live by truth, they know the truth, they realize that we are telling the truth.
Listen, friend, we've been preaching and teaching for over 20 plus years, and the Lord Jesus is satisfied with our efforts, and we want to keep it that way.
Next on Be Holy.
Is it wrong to eat certain foods? I don't know.
Be Holy.
All right, listen, we want to welcome everybody back to Be Holy. We're glad that you're with us on today. Today's a splendid day. Yes, it is. Oh, yes, it's a great day. Listen, I want to tell you this. Beware of who you share good news with. Beware of who you share good news with. A lot of times people don't want your good news, and they will sit there and pour water all over your good news and try to bring you down so your good news is not good anymore. Beware who you're sharing good news with. There are positive people out there who will keep pushing you. There are people out there who just, hey, I believe whatever you say, man, that's good news. Keep going, man. They'll encourage you and everything. But there's other people, when you give them good news, they just don't. They just mad because they didn't get the good news first or something. I don't know. They don't believe that you can do it. I don't know. They don't believe God gave it to you. I don't know. But hey, be careful with whom you sharing good news with, because it's sometimes letting your one hand know what your other hand's doing. It just works against you. It works against you. And then it pulls you down, and then you got to talk yourself back up into that mode and get that high energy going so that you can do that thing, that vision that you got from God and the good news that you have to support that vision, and good news that you're getting married, or good news that you got about that new job, and good news that you have about your children, and good news and your grades and this, that, and the other. Your children's grades were this, and now they're this, and now that's good news. And the other person you telling this thing to, they don't like that, because their children's grades aren't as what they, it's a competition with them, or it's not where it was, or they don't want your child's grades to be higher than their child's grades for whatever reason. Just be aware with whom you share good news. Just got to be careful, man. You don't have to be scared or anything like that. Just be careful with whom you, if you know that these people aren't going to be happy by that good news, share it with somebody else. Matter of fact, you can text me and share it with me. Email me at beholy116@gmail.com. And listen, we'll enjoy all of that good news together. We will. I won't give you no negativity thing. I don't even like that negativity talking, that negative talking. I can't deal with it. That's why I don't share news. Listen, because people aren't always really genuinely happy that you have good news. And instead of pulling my good news down, I just don't tell certain people. They're just not ready for the good news. The good news is all about God taking away the sins of the world. A lot of people ain't ready for that either. He already took away your sins. That's good news. They don't want to hear that. They don't want to hear that. All they want is for you to be unhappy, or you not have any good news. I don't get it. But hey, that's how they do it. That's how they do it. So listen, you let God lead you. Pray to God that He put you around other people who have good news. And so the more good news you have, the more good news you hear, the more better you feel. Everybody's always talking, all the economy is this, or this is going down, or the market's down, or this down. And then I can't deal with that. I have to stay positive. I can't deal with that. I have to stay positive. No matter what it looks like, even if you're living in a cardboard box in the rain, at least you have that cardboard box and it's yours. Some people don't have that. They just stand out there in the rain. But at least if you have something, you have something. You have good news. So be happy about it. But again, like I said, if you don't have anybody who you can tell your good news to, email me. I'll rejoice with you. Trust me. All right. Listen, we are going to talk about this thing about eating food. And we've been talking about Romans and how we shouldn't go and judge other people for eating certain things. You know? But, hey, some people do it. They get angry. And they mad about what you're deciding to do, what you're wanting to be a part of. It's pretty sad when people can't be happy for you and you can be happy for them. It's very sad. But we're going to talk about this today, talking about this food thing and how we're not supposed to be condemning each other over some food. But let's watch this. All right, verse number 14. We're in Romans 14, verse 14. I know and am convinced on the authority of Jesus Christ that no food in or of itself is wrong to eat. And this is what the apostle is saying. This is what God was giving him. You know, they don't talk unless God give it to them. You know, they might, and if they do talk and say it's their opinion, they might tell you, hey, this is not God's opinion. This is what I think. They'll say that, you know, but this is not one of those things. I know and am convinced on the authority of Jesus Christ that no food in or in of itself is wrong to eat. No food in and of itself is wrong to eat. No food's wrong to eat. But if someone believes it is wrong, then for that person is wrong. Get it? So if a person says it's wrong to eat pork, if they believe that it's wrong for them. God didn't say it was wrong for everybody. They said it was wrong for them. They believe that it's wrong for them. They believe that it's wrong for them and their church. Their church believes that it's wrong for them. But it didn't say that God says that it's wrong. And I know and am convinced on the authority of Jesus Christ that no food in and of itself is wrong to eat. That's what he said. This is what the Holy Ghost allowed us to read. But if someone believes it is wrong, then it is wrong for that person. Some people say, hey, man, I don't eat seafood. The Lord said, don't eat seafood. He didn't say that. He might have told a group of people back in the day, but then he changed. But it wasn't about something being wrong with the food. It was about obeying the rules of God. So if God just said, hey, don't eat that, don't eat this, don't eat that, don't eat that. And they weren't supposed to eat it. For whatever reason, God was giving it to them for them not to eat it then. But here it talks about that very thing again. There is nothing wrong with food. In and of itself is wrong to eat. There's nothing wrong with food. Verse number 15. And if another believer is distressed by what you eat, you are not acting in love if you eat it. So in other words, if that person don't like pepperoni because they say it's wrong and it's of the devil and everything else, and they believe that, that's fine for them to believe it. They're free to believe that. They're free to believe that. But if I go and order me a large pepperoni pizza and eat it right in front of them, knowing that they feel that way, that's not me acting in love. I'm not acting in love at that point. Now I'm doing something spiteful. Now, if I eat a cheese pizza with them and then later I go home by myself or with my family and we eat a cheese pizza with pepperonis and sausage and everything else, that's up to us because we believe that it's nothing wrong with pork or nothing wrong with shrimp or whatever it is that you put on your pizza. Don't let your eating ruin someone from whom Christ died. Don't let your eating ruin someone for whom Christ died. Don't do that. If you know that they don't believe that stuff, or they believe something's wrong with their food, don't eat it in front of them. Eat what they're eating. And then later you can eat what you want to eat. Verse number 16. Then you will not be criticized for doing something you believe is good. See, we're cutting down all the criticism. A lot of times we criticize each other because we're not sensitive to what the other believes. You know, everybody's just, listen, when it's all said and done, everybody's just trying to get close to the Lord. Those who say they're believers, they're just trying to get close to the Lord. Whether they're getting there the right way or not, they're just trying to get there. And so only God can infiltrate and give them the information that they need so that they can follow him. Only God can do that. A lot of times we're the ones trying to convert people. And God didn't tell us to go convert people. He told us to go and teach what he said. Everything he said, just teach it. Making new disciples by teaching. So we don't have to make somebody do anything. We don't have to have rules in the church to make somebody do something, or we're going to kick you out. Well, I mean, you can do that, I guess, but it's not going to be helpful. That's not living in love at all. That's not being love. Verse number 16 again, then you will not be criticized for doing something that you believe is good. You know that person don't eat that, but then you eat it in front of them. That's not good. That's being criticized. Because it's going to cause an argument. It's going to start an argument, and then you're going to be criticized for doing something like that. And then you guys are going to have a strife or a division. It's all about cutting that division out the way. Don't divide. Any house divided against itself won't stand. So if believers over here don't like the believers over there, and the believers over there don't like the believers over there, it won't stand. We won't stand. That's why we can't get anything done 9 times out of 10. We can't get things done. We can't get the miracles done. We can't get the demons to be cast out. You know, remember, these signs shall follow them that believe. They shall cast out devils. It will heal the sick. And, you know, you can't do any of that when we're all divided. And the devil knows that. So he'll make my church not like the church up the street because they have more people. And then the church up the street don't like the church up the street from them because they have more people than them. Or for whatever reason. As long as he can start that division, then we can stay separated. Because remember, where there are two or three gathered in my name, there I am in the midst. See, and so the devil has figured it out. In order to keep God out the midst, keep him divided. Work it out, Jesus.
Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Our Be Holy podcast is at Podbean, or contact us at beholy116@gmail.com or 614-268-7757. Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler.
And for your convenience, you can now text the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. Again, the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. And we thank you for your support.
Be holy.